Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Houthis insist on silencing the voice of Hizb al-Tahrir by arresting its youth. But how can they do so? Those who were yesterday inmates of the prisons of Sana'a and the detention centers of Sa'da, belonging to the security apparatus of the former regime, and who used to criticize its tyranny against Hizb al-Tahrir, here they are today, proceeding upon the same path, tirelessly and without pause pursuing the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir, arresting them and imprisoning them again and again, not for a crime they committed, but because they call for ruling by Islam. These actions are nothing but a clear proof of their rejection of the truth, and their standing by the side of the regimes that rule by kufr, disbelief, even if they raise slogans of hostility to the West. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. They think every shout is against them. Al-Munafiqun 4. This time, the arrest took place in Ta'z governorate, where the Houthi security apparatus, shortly before midnight on Wednesday, 22nd Ramadan, 1447 AH, corresponding to March 11, 2026 CE, raided the house of Brother Majid Mthenna and arrested a group from the Dawah carriers, namely Khalid Mthenna, Saddam Naji, and Muhammad Ahmed, to be added to Saddam al-Makradi, detained since the month of November 2025 in Taiz, and Abdul Wahab al-Barushi, detained since February 2026 in Amran. They did not suffice with arresting the youth, but they also arrested the owner of the house with them, without consideration for the sanctity of the house, nor for the sanctity of the last 10 nights of the blessed month, instead of drawing near to Allah with acts of obedience. In the noble month of Ramadan and the blessed Eid al-Fitr, they confronted him by committing injustice and sins. Their march is led by the one they claim is Quranic, in whom they compel people to listen to lectures in which he speaks about the Islamic Aqidah, creed, the last day, resurrection and gathering, reckoning and punishment, and about the miserable deeds of criminals and their evil end. What benefit is there in all of that if the ideas of the Islamic creed do not affect its listeners among his followers, making them stop at every action they perform, whether it is lawful so they proceed with it or unlawful so they refrain from it? How then will they influence people and admonish them not to come to places of evil? What Quranic march do they claim while they fight those who call for the ruling of the Quran on earth? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Great is hatred in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do. As-Saff 3. The crime of the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir this time is that they showed to the Muslims and the entire world through a leaflet issued by the party titled "The Tyrant Trump and His Protege, the Jewish Entity, Launch a Brutal Attack on Iran," dated February 28, 2026. The treachery of America and its kicking of the negotiation table with Iran and its launching of a brutal attack on a Muslim country together with its protege, the Jewish Entity, after the Iranian regime had presented its services to America during its invasion of Afghanistan, Iraq, and many countries of the region, thinking that it would intercede for it with America. Rather, Trump wanted to make Iran move from a state revolving in the orbit of America to a client state subordinate to it. Is clarifying the prohibition of loyalty to the disbelievers and that it is disgrace in this world and punishment in the hereafter, and condemning the silence of the rulers of the Muslims over this aggression, a crime that requires silencing the one who does it, arresting him and dragging him to prison. What is the matter with these security apparatuses that they arrest those who strive against America and is fostering the Jewish entity with the jihad of the word and the truthful position? Why do they imprison those who oppose and expose the nations of disbelief that wage war against the Muslims? Why do they silence those who stand with the Muslims and work for their unity and for establishing their state that will take revenge for the genocide, bombardment, destruction, and assault to which Muslims are subjected in Gaza, Iran, and elsewhere? On whose side are you? Where are your wise people? Either release the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir from your prisons, support them and establish the Khilafah, caliphate with them, or Allah will surely impose upon you a humiliation that He will not remove from you until you review your deen, and Allah is about to send upon you a punishment from Him. Then you will call upon Him, but you will not be answered. These arrests, arrogance, and raids will only increase the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir in steadfastness and determination, and will only increase the people in conviction in this da'wah and the greatness of its objective. The promise is the promise of Allah Almighty, and the glad tidings are the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever's work is for Allah, then Allah is with him and will not forsake him. The prisons into which the da'wah carriers are thrown will not extinguish the light of truth, and the chains placed on the hands of the men will not break their resolve. Before them, the prophets, callers, and righteous people were imprisoned, and prison only increased them in steadfastness. History testifies that every tyrant who thought he could silence the voice of truth ended and his mention disappeared, while the da'wah he fought remained. The call of Hizb al-Tahrir is a principled da'wah that does not stand upon individuals so that it may be crushed by arresting them. Rather, it stands upon a firm creed and a great idea residing in the hearts of the ummah. We warn the oppressors against the consequences of continuing upon this path, for the call of truth will continue by the permission of Allah until it reaches its objective and until the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood returns. Then those who wronged will know to what return they will return. Hizb al-Tahrir is not born today, nor is it a passing phenomenon, as some imagine. Rather, it is a global party that has existed for decades, its roots deep and its branches spread wide. Its da'wah is principled. It works for ruling by Islam and for overthrowing the capitalist secular system in its various forms, whether republican, monarchical, or other secular systems. Any ruler who implements these systems that contradict Islam, we will remain a thorn in his throat until we establish the state that implements Islam as our Lord glorified and exalted has commanded. O people of strength and power, O tribes of the people of faith and wisdom in the south and north, the honor of all Muslims lies in the return of the state of the Khilafah Caliphate, for which Hizb al-Tahrir works, which has devoted itself to serious work for establishing it. Here are its Shabab among you, calling you. Is there anyone who will strive to attain the honor of this world and the nobility of the hereafter? By a pledge like the pledge of the second Aqaba to establish the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of prophethood. At that time, the disbelieving West will fall with its capitalist system and its protege, the Jewish entity, and the banner of Islam will rise. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be Khilafah upon the method of prophethood. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen.